Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindi Country. That's BBM Bumba Rip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And you can have your saber calling on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong. We're going to jump straight into it. Young First Nations people yarn about youth justice. So more than 100 children and young people have described their lived experience of Queensland's youth justice system and its effectiveness in reducing reopening. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Natalie Lewis, Queensland Family and Child Commission, QFCC Commissioner, and talk about this space. On the line, we have Natalie. Good morning, Natalie. How are you? Hello, Natalie.
Good morning.
How are you going, sister?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where are you from?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a Gamilaroi Yinna. My family's from Bingra in New South Wales. But I've grown up and raised my family on the lands of the Yuggera people here in Mianjin.
Beautiful. Lovely footprint. Thank you very much, my sister. Look, when we're talking about youth First Nations people, yarn about youth justice, there's a lot of conversation going on, if not in Queensland, around the country, if not the world, regarding youth crime going through the roof. But there's not a voice for young people. So this is a great platform just to hear from the other side, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, I mean, everybody seems, obsessed about having these conversations around youth justice and, a lot of talking about young people, but not creating any space for them to have an opportunity. So it's really important for us with the QFCC to try and position the lived experience of young people because, they're best placed, actually, to give us some advice about the things that we could do differently.
Sure.
To start to address some of these big issues.
Well, when you look at it, Queensland has more children and young people in detention than any other state. And look, as a Queenslander, that's not a record that we should be excited about, happy about. And we need to bring those numbers down. But also building more detention centres is probably not a good reason as well, or a good system. And then you look at, it takes a community to raise a child, does it not, Natalie? So everybody needs to have hands-on. And I even go back as far as the education system, the curriculum. I feel that that's got to change as well. Kids are not attending school and, no attendance. So there's no foundation or future for vision for their future, yes?
Yeah, right. And that's probably one of the first sort of, insights that we get around young people and their involvement in youth justice. One of the really common features when you look at kids, particularly those kids that are in detention, is that they've all experienced early disengagement from school.
Yeah.
And so, a lot of the kids talk to us, in the Yarning for Change project, about their feelings of shame due to racism,
exactly,
in the school, their treatment by teachers, and just some of the struggles in actually, being able to go to school with all of the things that they need in order to have a good, positive educational experience.
Well, exactly. I mean, something so small like a broken up pair of sand shoes, and don't look in the part or dirty uniform or haven't even got a uniform. And then straight away you're behind the eight ball and then you're targeted. I mean, kids are cruel, and if they want to tease you, they'll tease you.
Yeah, right. And I think that the earlier that happens, when kids have those early experiences like that, it makes it more and more difficult for them to re-engage and to find a place for education in the future that they see for themselves. But
yes,
it's such a critical thing. We've got to do far better at making schools places that are inclusive, that are respectful and acknowledging of our kids' identity, the unique contributions, that they can make to school. And I think that's a really important place to start.
Exactly. Natalie, can you paint the picture regarding the so-called yarning circle we're talking about here? Where has this conversation taken place and how many young ones are in the yarn?
Yeah, so we spoke to, over the last, 6 to 12 months, we spoke to just over 100 young people. So the age between 8 to 25, we're really focused on yarning with young people that were involved with the youth justice system or had previous involvement with that system. Most of the participants were between 15 and 17, but we certainly spoke to some young people who had had, you know, very early contact with police. So some of the...
Well, talking about ages 8 and 10, I mean, like, pretty young, hey, sis?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think the thing that really resonated with us was that it didn't matter what age young people were or what part of Queensland those young people were from. There were some things that really stood out to us about the types of changes that we needed to focus on. And education clearly, you know, was one of those. But the kids really talked to us about the significance of their connection, you know, to culture and, and to their communities. And particularly where kids really felt they had missed out on that opportunity and what a significant, like, negative impact that had had on their life. So what we saw was, you know, not having that connection, not being able to maintain those relationships, had a really detrimental effect on their offending behaviour. Whereas, you know, those kids that felt that they were, you know, strong and able to turn this around, by no coincidence, were those kids that felt a really strong connection to their culture and a really strong sense of who they were as an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander person.
Exactly. And culture's got to be front and centre and the foundation, especially for our First Nation children. But the other side of the coin is kids haven't got a good start in regard to, well, their upbringing. You know, there could be abuse happening at home, you know, all types of abuse. And that in itself, so the kids you know, have taken off and lived home and couch surfing and or just living on the streets. That hasn't got a good foundation for them to live a good life.
No, absolutely not. And you know, when we've talked to young people, you know, that are sort of, you know, in what we would think is, you know, high risk sort of, you know, situations where they're out very, very late at night, you know, on the streets. And really, they, you know, they've been very truthful with us and said, you know, they're actually safer than it is at home. And and where that's the case, you know, we've got to do better. So I think that focus around, you know, supporting families, you know, to be able to raise kids, you know, safe and strong, making sure that people have got access to the supports that they need. Everyone struggles, you know, from time to time. But I think that creating those safe places for children and young people, you know, and also just more broadly out in public, really starting to tell the stories about our kids that are hopeful, that are not about, you know, all of the negative things that we, you know, that we tend to see in the media, because that has a massive impact on our kids, how they see themselves and then what they hope for in their future or what they actually believe is possible. So I think, you know, we've got an obligation too to share those positive stories and to let young people know we see them, you know, that we've got their back and that we've, you know, we've got hopes for them.
Well, there's two sides of the story, isn't there? And largely their voices have been ignored. We don't know what situation they're in or what are they screaming out for, you know what I mean? And then people who, young ones who are living on the streets, well, desperate people do desperate things. Could lead to crime or what have you, but they're just trying to survive. But at the same time, like I said, it takes a community to raise a child, so we all need to be front and centre to create a foundation, and success breeds success, and they themselves could be turned around in their success to lead other young ones on the same path.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I think that's the, you know, I think that's the strength of this particular initiative is that it just, you know, it gives voice to the kids that, you know, have largely been ignored. And when we're, you know, listening to them and you know, we're allowing them to really express what has, you know, what has the experience been of the youth justice system, they're really well positioned to tell us what the solutions are. And the thing that, you know, really stood out for me personally is that the majority of the kids told us that it's not necessarily about the programs, it's about the people.
Yes.
It's about having just that one person that shows up for them all the time and that sees them for who they want to be, you know, despite the struggles that they might be having, you know, at one given moment. So I just think that that's, you know, I think that that tells us that this can change. We can turn this around, and you know that we've got to do better for young people. We've got to see them. We've got to listen to them, and when they give us great advice like this, we've really got to take it on board and act.
Well, exactly. And then you look at the so-called answers that they're using regarding let's build more detention centres, you know. I mean, to have a person in custody, like over a year, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. That money could be invested into schooling, life coaching, vision, all the above, cultural training. The money could be spent elsewhere.
Yeah, absolutely can. I think that, I guess discouraging that a lot of that conversation around, around detention centres, around those punitive responses, I don't know how much more evidence we need to demonstrate that those things don't work. Mm. They don't make our communities safer. They don't change the trajectories of young people.
It becomes a roving door, doesn't it, Natalie?
It absolutely does. It absolutely does. So, our hope is that we'll start to get, these messages and this information, in front of the decision makers.
Yeah.
And hopefully.
And that's the goal, Natalie. Take this information, now take it to the so-called decision makers and massage this conversation and look at plan B, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess the other really important obligation that we've got is to go back to the young people and to let them know, what we've done with their, with their words and with their insights.
Yes.
And close that loop. I think too often, we ask a lot of our people in communities and don't pay that respect going back and letting them know what we've done and how we sort of, preserve the integrity of what it is that they've told us. So, our goal is to go back to young people and then just to look for other practical ways to actually bring them into the conversation at local levels, but also in terms of influencing, those statewide decisions that are really going to profoundly affect their lives.
Exactly. Look, I think it's a fantastic opportunity, and hearing the voices of the voices that are being ignored, I think it's great, my sister. Thanks for the yarn. Please do keep in touch, and we'll be yarning soon, Nat.
Yeah, thank you. Take it easy.
Take care. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there, and that's Natalie Lewis, the Queensland Family and Child Commissioner, with the commission there, and talking about young First Nations people yarn about youth justice. So when you look at the status here in Queensland, which has more children and young people in detention than any other state in Australia, and Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander children and young people are grossly overrepresented, is what Natalie said. But also the QFCC's Youth Justice Program seeks the views of children, young people, as well as those of their families and communities to influence the solutions that will make a difference. And sometimes just building more prisons is not the case. So there is, have you say, maybe you want to add to that conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadline number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. A very good morning, big hello to Samantha over in WA. Her beautiful son John there. Hope you're well, Samantha. I hope you are cruising good at home with John looking after you. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, your mob? 1-800-422-416.
Inside I climb, I find my sacred, sacred side. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji girl. come shine your light, brighten up the world. Kukuyalanji, 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 Kukuyalanji girl. Break that evil curse, that stole my heart. Shadows when you go, your love blows out my soul and down, down into the Kukuyalanji, Kukuyalanji girl. Come shine your lights, brighten up the world. Kukuyalanji, 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 Kukuyalanji girl. Kukuyalanji, Kukuyalanji girl. Come shine,
shine your light,
your light, brighten up the world. Kukuyalanji, 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 Kukuyalanji girl. So beautiful, yes you are, like a star.
Come shine, shine your light, come shine. Come shine, shine your light, Kukuyalanji girl.
Yeah, Te Deli Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20, Trevor Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns in Yidinji country as BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Te Deli, going to catch up with Yarn now. We've got on the line. We're talking to Thomas Callaghan from Indigenous Conference Association on the line. A very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, my brother. Trev, how's yourself?
Yeah, very good, very good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from, Thomas?
Well, I'm based in Cairns, or yes. I live in Cairns at the moment, but my mob's Biripi from Taree, Dungutty, Kempsey, on my grandmother's side.
Yes.
Grandfather's side is Biripi, but I'm one of these wandering Murrays.
Always walking about.
Yeah, I've been on the longest walk about for the last 40 years.
Yeah, Te Deli, my brother. Fantastic. And we live in a beautiful country to do that, my brother. Now, just confirm your business, brother, Indigenous Conference Association, is it?
Yeah, Indigenous Conference Services.
Lovely, that's services. ICS.
Yeah.
Thank you, acronym. So we spoke before, so you've got some conferences up coming up. just let the listeners know what conferences are coming up, and is it available? Are they open conferences?
Yes, you have to register for them, and it's a conference registration fee.
Yep.
Please don't ask me what that is at the moment, because it changes. We structure our fees the same as the airlines do. The earlier you book, the cheaper they are, type thing.
So yeah, gotcha. Okay, early bird. Yep.
Date with that side of it makes it a bit difficult.
All right.
But we have the National First Nations Women's Conference in Cairns on the 14th of December.
14th of December. Yep.
At the Hilton.
Okay, lovely.
And
yep.
Also, at the same time, same station, same location, the National First Nations Domestic Violence and Family Violence Conference.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Yep. And so they, so there's two conferences in one go, piggyback there.
Yeah. Yes. We have separate rooms and separate master ceremonies and people looking after.
But they could complement each other, can't they, these two conferences?
Yeah, they do. So some sessions are together because obviously when it comes to DV, it goes across both genders, as they say, but predominantly the people most affected by it are women and children.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Exactly. So they're the two up-and-coming conferences, 14 December here in Cairns, at the Cairns Hilton Women's Conference and National Domestic Violence Conference. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. At the moment, we still have availability pre-COVID next ruling, I suppose, of 10 places left. And what we'd like to do, that if anyone mentions that they heard it on your program, we'll give it to them for half price.
Half price. There you go. Thank you. So all the listeners, if you're travelling over Cairns,
support the community. Yeah, it's our way of supporting the community.
Yeah, beautiful.
Community enterprises wherever we can.
No, fantastic. And of course, at conferences, we have keynote speakers. We'd be able to run off some names there. Who we got talking?
Yeah, we have some really talented Indigenous speakers at the conference. Lydia Thorpe, who, for those people who don't know, Lydia's the Green Senator. Duly elected at the last election, but before that she was in the Victorian Parliament and a very strong advocate for many years, and her family, grandparents, which I actually knew, which makes me sound a lot of, makes me feel older than I am, I suppose.
Yes.
Or as old as I am, one of the two, one of those.
Yes.
So she's there, she's opening the conference. We have a great MC by the lady's name is Sharon Finnan. She was Australian netballer for many years, and actually besides being co-captain, she was dropped from the team at one stage, and then 8 years later she made it back, which is an incredible feat of not just endurance but perseverance.
Exactly.
And so she's speaking at the conference. Also, we have a couple of guys speaking at the conference, men. One guy, what I've had a bit of contact with and heard speak before, and is brilliant, and the program he's running for Indigenous male offenders is James Briggs from Harvey Bay.
Yeah, okay, Rudy.
Queensland.
Yeah, yep.
He works with young offenders.
Yes.
Who've taken the road to try, who have been DV offenders in some way.
Yep.
And before they've got to court, the police have said, you go along and speak to these guys and do a course with them, and it may save you getting into trouble, because the next step is obviously, you know, court and usually our mob.
Well, you're not a bad person, but your actions are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This young men mainly, he has an amazing success rate, absolutely amazing success rate, not just in preventing further domestic violence in the household,
exactly,
but stopping,
gotta change your ways, exactly,
getting into trouble and going to jail, you know, and we all know what jail's only a university for bigger stuff.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
And, you know, with our mob, we got enough of our mob in jail.
Need to bring those numbers down.
It's a 6 weeks course, and it is absolutely, I would recommend it
good
to anyone.
And that's the sort of stuff that Briggs will be talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
That's his whole aim.
Yep.
And for us, it's unusual to have men speaking at the DV conference, but we've taken into account that, most of the time, men are the perpetrators in this.
Sad, but yes. Sad, but true.
And
yep.
If we don't try to break the generational cycle of domestic violence and family violence, then we can't keep putting band-aids on. We got to try to look at the cure before the, or attempt to look at the cure before it blows up in our face and it's too late.
It shows you how important these conferences are, you know, and that we can all have our say, so to speak. So for an average punter out there, anybody can attend these conferences, hey?
Yeah, non-Indigenous, Indigenous, yep. First Nations, Kuris, Murrays, whatever word you call yourself or identify as.
True.
Are always welcome.
Oh, fantastic. That's the 14th of December at the Cairns Hilton.
That's
correct. You have a web page, do you, Thomas?
Yep. Can go to our webpage and there's 24 speakers, so it's a bit hard with the time we have on here to talk about them all.
Okay, but the 24 speakers, gee, that's fantastic. Is it a one-day conference, is it?
It's a two-day conference.
Okay, lovely.
With a third day of workshop where we've been invited and have accepted two prominent Indigenous psychologists, one from America, who's a First Nations Indian.
Yes.
Dr. Joe and Dr. Amber, who is a Maori lady who is extremely highly sort of around the world in relation to DV and addiction programs. So they've done a workshop on the third day. It's actually a three-day conference.
Okay,
not
lovely.
A two, but the main working part of the conference is the 14th and 15th, with the third day being
workshops.
Masterclass.
Yep.
So... Yep.
And what's that webpage again, please, Thomas?
Yep, it's ICS.
ICS, Indigenous Conference Services, yep.
Yeah, indigenousconferenceservice.org.au.
All right, to all our deadly listeners out there, have a listen to that. Opportunity to come to Cairns for a holiday, but why not do some work and go to the Business Conference, Women Conference, and National Domestic Violence Conference, 14 December, for 3 days, Cairns Hilton. ICS, thank you so very much, Thomas. Good yarn with you. We'll have another yarn, be close to the point.
They won't have to bring their jumpers.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. The heat is on.
That's it.
Hey, good talking with you, and big hello to your deadly team there, brother.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, brother.
Find your listeners, and we'll give them half price.
Half price.
Your name.
Beautiful.
Well,
mention.
Bummer Bipper, I don't know about...
Yeah. Go Bummer Bipper. National Talk Black.
Bye,
you, brother. Take care. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Thomas Callaghan, Director of ICS, that's Indigenous Conference Services. And there is two conferences happening here in Cairns. So you mob across this big island, across the nation, 14 December, Women's Conference here in Cairns. Look, Cairns is a beautiful place to visit, holiday. So why not come here for a conference, claim it back on tax, and enjoy the reef and enjoy the rainforest and catch up with mob up here. But there's the 14th of December Women's Conference, and also on the same day, both three-day conferences, National Domestic Violence Conference. So very important conversations to be had at these conferences, and some deadly speakers, something like 24 keynote speakers, and some from overseas as well. So look, a very very important conversation, robust, and need to be had. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give me a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Thank you. just leave me alone. I'm out of petrol and I was just on my way home. I didn't worry about the prickles in the sand when I was chased by Walker Dutchy Maine.
To say to you, See, when I'm with you, rubbing you, I'm kissing your lips. All of a sudden, your body yearning bad for the uplift. Protecting you, pussycat, like a precious gift. Hold you next to me, telling you I love you since the first kiss. This is true love, this is true bliss. You can't reminisce, oh baby girl, you're something what you're gonna miss. I know the feeling is deep. You look, man, I'm an alley, baby girl, it's a me and Drew's again. Staring at a blank page, my pen and pad, call it, don't have a straight mind. This thing is bad, cause rain is falling on the street tonight, so cold. I see my sneakers in hold up, and yes, I think some more. Real don't know if I should be ripping fast or ripping slow. My plan is not to be feeling this pain so strange. The falling rain is coming and it won't be late. I wish for change, but you could never change your fate. Is this the very false cause that I'm supposed to play? I'm singing, yep, yep, you sub it. You sub it wide, baby girl, back to the first verse. Yep, yep, you sub it without a doubt, baby girl. It gon' be fine, working all out in my mind. All we have to do is be kind, hold hands, be friends, be gentlemen and girlfriend. Honey, I really don't care what you mean, making me.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Hey, yo, big wave. Tell them I come. Small time alongside JW.
My bestie and your bestie sit down by the fire. Your bestie says she want party, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. I go, ane. Chucking more fina, anane. Chucking more fina, ane. Start my truck, let's all jump in. Here we go together. Nice cool breeze and big palm trees. I tell you life don't get no better. Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
I go, ane. Chucking more fina, anane. Chucking more fina, ane.
Okay, your mama nguele. Step on the dancing floor. Hips be winding, detail rewinding. Take it to the island way. Okay, your baby mama. Put on your dancing shoes. One drop it, pop it low now. Take you to the max now. Jam in the small jam way. Jam in the small jam way.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says she want party, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
I go, ane. Chucking more fina, anane. Chucking more fina, ane.
Let me take it from here. Salomon girl, straight up, right hoochie mama. Make me party non-stop in a island banda. Swing those hips and back it up to me ragga. A chance for party ladies, do the doggy doggy. I'm jamming island reggae, rapping blue, green and yellow. Me jumping on me beat, make a slow wine for me baby. Speakers pumping, people jumping. We jamming the island way.
Shout out to the good time crew all across the islands. Grab your shoes, let me two by two. And now we're shining bright like diamonds. Talking about hey now.
Backwards.
We go
left, left, we go right, right. Turn it around and forward.
Wind and go down again.
Wind up, go down, wind up, go down. Twist your body backwards.
Twist it back.
We go left, left, we go right, right. Turn it around and forward.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says she want party, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
I go, ane.
On your mom, it's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbaribrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now, Yungle Artwork brought to Digital Life in the First Nations Showcase. We're going to catch up a yarn with Professor Reuben Bolt. He's CDU Deputy Vice Chancellor, First Nations Leadership. Online, Professor Reuben, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How's things?
Well, man, thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, fantastic. Congratulations on this fantastic program. Yungle Artwork brought to Digital Life and Immerse First Nation Showcase. Can you give us a bit of background in aid of what this is all about and how artwork, well, speaks for our people?
Yeah, this is a partnership that we started to develop through our College of Indigenous Futures Education and the Arts. With Gondwana, and basically Tommy Manyaran and Kevin Lucas, who lead Gondwana, they've developed what we call Indigimata. And basically Indigimata is it's a program where we're able to use our mobile phones to, you know, you download an app and you use the mobile phone to and the camera to view the artwork, and it comes to life.
Fantastic. So how does it all came about? You were talking quickly just off air there about the description that Anala would use regarding our artwork and how it speaks. Can you rephrase that, please?
Yeah. Basically, one of the a significant elder from the community, Jumbawa Murrawili, what he said was the land is complete, and because it's complete, it doesn't need anything else, but it actually can't express itself.
Mm.
And what he said is that in order for it to express itself, it's had to grow a tongue.
Art.
And the tongue is the Yolngu people. So,
yes.
I mean, that's a very kind of succinct way to try to understand that. But you don't really understand it unless you try to really engage it. And you
yes.
have to engage it deeply. Because I think it's particularly important given you know, the existence of the land, but also in how that's articulated out to society.
And look, using art and having art front and centre, look, that's a draw card as well for developing opportunities for First Nation people, is that right?
Yeah, look, it is. And I think we talk about art and, you know, we know in kind of Western art there's, you know, it's a multi-billion dollar industry across the world.
Yes.
But in particularly here in the top end, you know, art is not just about art. It's actually, this is more than just a business. This is actually about existence, and it's about who we are as Aboriginal people and how we can use that to express who we are, our identities, our culture, etc. And I think what's critically important is that when you've got something like Indigimata, what it does is it allows an expression of, you know, living in the two worlds,
yes.
And how that can then engage with, you know, key exhibits, etc., not only nationally but internationally.
Exactly. Now, CDU have invested some money here, $300,000. Can you shed some light on that, please?
Yeah, so that's basically was to redevelop one of our spaces down on the waterfront campus.
Mm.
And that was to develop what we call a kind of Indigenous business hub.
Okay.
And the reason for that is so that we could use that specifically for, say, First Nations businesses to come in and network or do a launch like we did with the Indigimata.
Mm. So it's great to see the CDU are looking at, business opportunities. We're talking about providing a space for Indigenous people in business to come to the table. Procurement.
Yeah, that's right. And we are working closely with the Northern Territory Indigenous Business Network, or the NTIBN.
Yes.
You know, they've got a network all throughout the territory and even nationally as well.
Mm.
And it's really good to be involved in those kinds of engagements, because that's actually where we can start to make a difference if we engage with the right networks and with the right people.
Sure, exactly. And when we talk art, then we talk storytelling, which is a strong foundation for our people, well, to tell our story, but also educate people of the world.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's what I said earlier, which was around those, the, you know, living in the two worlds.
Yes.
Obviously, there's an important part of living on country, but to be able to bring on country into a studio somewhere else in the world is really exciting.
Professor Ruben Bolt, thank you so very much for sharing. Look, big shout out to the Yolngu mob. I think it is fantastic. It's a bridge builder and, look, open up opportunities for our people to be front and centre regarding education and using the art as the vehicle. But thank you very much, Professor. We will talk soon, and all the best to mob.cdu.
Thank you.
You take care. Bye-bye.
When this little tune came into my head, was a little tune about all you bama, just dancing and having some fun.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west, 'cause Black Image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, brother, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, south, from the east over to the west,
east to west,
'cause Black Image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey,
you follow too deadly now,
oh yeah,
you follow too deadly now.
I say, hey,
you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now, you follow too deadly now.
Big shout out, Black Image Band. Thank you very much. Deadly Brothers and Sisters, all the way from Hopewell. Would you? Big shout out to your mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and it's come to the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, it is your program, 1 hour program, and we come to you live for First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and your dingy country, BBM Bumber Rip Media, 90.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team, and look, stay tuned. We've got the news coming up via NERS. And we'll play some more beats for you. And we've got Barry Cedric. Big shout out, my brother, Yarraba Rangers. Good morning, Yarraba. Hope you're well. And Deadly Track coming here. And also want to give a big shout out there to the Gugangi mob who came out with us on board Dreamtime the other day for a day out. And shake a leg and hanging out with Nemo. And it was a beautiful day. And all the mob there enjoyed being in the water on the Great Barrier Reef. Longest living culture on planet Earth with the longest living living organism. We're talking about the Great Barrier Reef. A beautiful fit. Too deadly. Yarraba Rangers. Enjoy.